Blackstone Audio presents The Diviner's Tale by Bradford Morrow. If a man could pass through paradise in a dream and have a flower presented to him as a pledge that his soul had really been there, and found that flower in his hand when he awoke, aye, and what then? Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Everyday life is only an illusion behind which lies the reality of dreams. Werner Herzog. Part 1. Divining Cassandra. Chapter 1. My father, whom I trust as surely as yesterday happened and tomorrow might not, was the first to call me a witch. He meant it in a loving way, but he meant it. In later years, he'd sometimes say it with a defiant touch of pride. My daughter, the witch. I brought this on myself by warning my brother Christopher with all the raw certainty of a 7-year-old who believed she could see things hidden from others, not to go to the movies one August evening with his best friend, Ben. He laughed, like any older brother twice his sister's age would, and said I could take a metaphysical flying leap. I can still picture him, lanky, loose-jointed, tall as a tree to my eyes, wearing his favorite faded baseball jersey untucked over a pair of worn jeans and scuffed brown boots. Hey, nutcracker, see you in the afterlife. Turning, he clumped down the porch stairs 2 steps at a time to the waiting car. I remember lying in long orchard grass in the field beyond our house, listening to the restless crickets scrape.